Cast back to where we were this time a year ago. The election was imminent. You've been doing some polling, had an idea it was possible that you'd wind up with a change of job. What did you do to prepare?
We actually thought that we had no chance. We knew there was a pathway to victory, but with the amount of spending in the election, we just felt like it to face reality that the spending would dictate the outcome. Of course, voters had their own mind, and they did elect me, and I'm really grateful for that. But the preparation for serving in the state assembly was manyfold. One, it was a grueling campaign, but it made me hone my understanding of the issues facing both our district and the state of California. It also was a very challenging schedule to campaign. And so the transition to office is, again, one in which you try to maximize your schedule to learn everything that you need to learn. Also very critical for anyone who's worked with anyone is to surround yourself with very good staff. And so hiring the right staff was a key component for me, hitting the ground running in Sacramento and making sure that I was able to support the policies and understand the policies that I think are most critical for California and the North Bay.
So election night, not expecting anything to be radically different in the morning. How much preparation had you done just in case?
Well, I felt prepared to take office, but I never looked past election night. I had to work very hard just to win that election. So as soon as election night came about, and I, you know, pinch me still, I'm still amazed that we were able to pull it off. We sat down at the end of the night, with obviously with my wife, just in amazement about it. And then I got together with some key supporters, had some late night Chinese food, and we talked about what we do next.
That's a big now what kind of moment, I would imagine.
Well, we understand the job and the issues facing California, the budget issues, the issues facing education, and so we really knew what we had to do, what voters were expecting, which was to be very mindful of the budget. They had passed Prop 30 that night, so we had money for education, but we needed to be disciplined in how we used it.
I'm guessing you were, in a sense, more prepared from a policy perspective than a personal perspective to make that abrupt transition to working 90 miles away.
Bruce, I think you just made the right description of it. I think I was ready for the challenges of the job, though not with the expectation that I was going to win. And so, of course, was delighted with the outcome. And the real balance in anyone's job, whether they're a nurse or a teacher or an accountant, is how do you do the best job you can, but also carve out the time for some of the people who are most important to you and for me, my wife and my two children.
One way you've been doing that, I understand, is putting a lot of miles on your car.
That's unfortunate in many ways, but it's been very important to me to connect with my young children, see them in the morning, and if I'm able to get home in time before bedtime, which is often the case, to be there to read a bedtime story.
How young are they?
They are now 5 and 7.
So that's pretty important time for dad to be around.
I'm loving it, and it's important for me that they know it's important to me.
How does fatherhood influence what you do as a legislator?
Well, we've got a couple of things going on now in the legislature. The first is we have new term limits. So it used to be that you could serve in the assembly for 6 years and then the Senate for 8, but now we can serve for 12 years in either house. And I think that lends to more thoughtful policymaking and thinking long term about the intended and unintended consequences of policymaking. And fatherhood, of course, blends into that quite a bit. Are we investing in things that will make California great for the generations to come? But you don't have to be a father or a mother to think that way, but it certainly is helpful.